1. Tipping point. Location, North Pole. Date, December 5th, 2015. Santa overslept. This wasn't like him. Christmas was only a few weeks away, and to compete with Amazon's new drone delivery service, he'd have to be extra efficient this year. It was just that something didn't feel right this time. His body didn't want to cooperate. He could hear the elves murmuring outside the bedroom door. His little helpers were probably confused. The factory should have been up and running hours ago. He supposed it was time to break the news. There was a good chance this would not be Christmas as usual. "Bernie!" he called. Bernie was Santa's personal assistant. He held this position due to both seniority and competence. There was not another elf under his employ that could be trusted to run the factory in his absence.
"Yes, sir, Santa, sir."
Bernie stood at the bedside, all 23 inches of him. He was dressed in the usual work attire. Pointy green hat, red tunic, green leggings, and red pointed shoes. He saluted. Santa groaned. He didn't feel like a general today, but forced himself to return the salute.
"Lieutenant Bernie, call Krampus. I don't think I'll be making house calls this year."
"What, did the scales tip?"
Bernie's jaw dropped.
"Yes, we're at 51%. It's been this way since last week. I was hoping things would swing back, but... Bernie, call Mrs. Claus, would you? Tell her to prepare a feast for Krampus. You know how my brother likes to eat. You're dismissed."
Santa pulled the covers over his face and rolled over. Santa was snoring before Bernie made it to the door. Bernie shuddered. The worst thing about Krampus was the gang of bad elves he bossed around. 51% was the tipping point. It means they were more naughty than nice children this year, a condition which has not existed for centuries. What did it mean for Christmas? Now that Krampus would be taking the reins,